Hello, guys, and welcome back to another Morning English podcast. I'm Day.
Hello, 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
So we all live in different parts of the world, and every place has its different people, and every person has their own personality.
That's true. So today our topic is about that.、Mm-hmm. 今天跟大家聊聊不同的人，他们的一些不同的性格，以及不同国家的人有着什么样的、这个 stereotypes.、
Mm-hmm.
我和 Day 今天节目的所有重点的内容呢，都给大家整理成笔记了。如果大家想要来获取的话呢，直接在早安英文公众号的后台私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。
First thing is first, what is a personality? A personality refers to characteristics or, you know, patterns orfeelings, thinking, or behaving. That is what a personality is.
True, and for every personality, it has its own personality traits. So a trait is a distinguishing quality of a characteristic typical belonging to a person or someone's personality.
Just to make it simple,
对对对 说简单一点呢，就是不同的人有不同的性格。那今天就要跟大家聊一聊不同的 personality traits, 有不同的性格特点。
So to make this topic more understandable and relatable, a personality is a mix of traits.
Now we'll share some example positive and negative traits.
Exactly. So the positive traits we have a lot, but we're going to share around three or four.、
Mm.
First one is honesty and taking responsibility.、
Mm.
Honesty and taking responsibility for your actions are really good qualities or really good positive traits.
Exactly. 第一个就是 honesty, 诚实并且 taking responsibility for your actions, 就是对自己行为负责的这种人。这是非常难能可贵的品质。The second one, adaptability, which means adapting to any situations, which would be great to get along with others.、
Mm-hmm.
就是适应能力特别强，能够很好的和他人相处。
So, moving on to the third type of trait, people person.Being adaptable and honest can make you very social or sociable. So a people person is someone who is social. A people person is someone who is great at making friends.
没错，第三种人呢叫做 people person.、
Mm-hmm.
这种人并不是人人、意思就是那种善于社交的人。这种人非常的 sociable.、
Mm-hmm. And moving on to the last positive trait we have today.
下面一个非常好的品质呢就是 patience, loyalty, andcourage.
Mm-hmm.
These are also other examples of good positive traits.
Exactly.
就是他们很有耐心，很忠诚，并且非常的积极。
So, moving on from the positive traits to the negative traits.、
Mm.
First thing is first, Moom. What is the first negative trait?
First negative traits is being rigid and selfish, not caring for others and just loving yourself for not great qualities.
Oh my god, Moom's voice just went negative.
就那种啊又顽固又固执又自私的这种人、mm-hmm. 就是我们要讲的第一个就是比较 negative 的一个、性格特点 Rigid 这个单词就是表示顽固的、
mm. Moving on to the next negative trait is、mm. being full of laziness and excuses is just absolutely going to drive people away. I'm a bit lazy, like I'm not the best person in the world. I'm very lazy sometimes and I hate、
noticed.
That. It's a very negative traitSo guys, if you have it, try to change it.
对，第二个呢，刚刚Day提到就是非常懒惰。第三个呢，being temperamental and quick to anger will turn people away.、
Mm-hmm.
就是那种喜怒无常的啊，很快就非常突然的生气啊。我觉得 it's talking about me.
I don't think
so. Are you agree with it?
I don't know. I mean, I got used to people like that, but I don't know. Moving on is being disloyal.、
Mm.
This is the fourth type of negative trait that we have today.Being disloyal and, you know, quick to talk about others behind their backs or cheating on someone. To me, that person doesn't deserve any respect.
That's true. 第四个就是那种、不忠诚的然后会 cheat on their other half.、
Mm-hmm.
就是背叛他们另一半的这种人。We hate these people.
So let's do just a quick recap on the positive traits and the negative traits. So we said a positive trait can be an honesty, courage, loyalty...Patience. What、yeah. about the negative traits, Mumu?
The negative traits is disloyal,、
mm-hmm.
rigid,、mm-hmm. selfish, temperamental.
Lazy. So, we already gave you guys personality traits. So, as we said in the beginning,、
mm-hmm.
traits makes personalities, right?
Yeah. Different, maybe the people from different countries have their own traits.
Yeah, exactly. So, every country has its own stereotype. A stereotype is a kind of stigma because it comes from a trait.
对，我们对于一些国家不同的一些刻板印象啊，比如说第一个我们要说的就是 Americans.
Oh my god.
all Americans are super patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, not all Americans are like this. True, most Americans take pride in respecting their flag and their constitution.
But not all of them are really patriotic and gonna be like slap you in the face if you talk anything bad about America. They're just really good at, you know, being proud.
I'm kind of patriotic.
Yeah, me too, I would say that. So moving on to the second stereotype, and it's about British people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that British people cannot cook good food.
Can they?
To me, that's absolutely wrong, because one of my favorite dishes ever is fish and chips.
But to be honest, you don't need to cook.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it's really like, it's something British. They tell us, oh, British people don't have any good meals. I find that completely wrong.
Yeah, that's completely wrong. I had a really good tasty food in UK.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
The next one is French. French people are rude and love flirting. Not every French person is rude, but you mean everyone loves to flirt, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, most people think that French people are really rude, and, you know, they're not like that. But, you know, even the ex-French foreign minister said that the people misjudge France, and they just think it's a very unfriendly country.
跟大家解释一下，刚刚我们说的一些刻板印象，比如说美国人就非常的过度爱国，觉得美国一切都是最好的。然后第二个英国人呢，就是没有什么好吃的东西。第三个说法国人呢，就特别的粗鲁，并且呢很喜欢调情啊，就是很喜欢就是挑逗别人。那接下来我们要说的就是 Australia。
Yeah, Australia. So, if you go to Australia, in your mind, you might just die from every animal that you encounter in Australia, because a lot of people think Australia's animals are really
cute.
Dangerous. Yeah.
I feel they're cute, but from the news and pictures.
Yeah, I mean, like, koalas are cute, but there are really some dangerous animals. True. But Australian people are really good at handling them, so you don't have to worry. You're not going to find a snake living with you. You might, but no. So, as we said, traits make up personalities and personalities make stereotypes. So, as we said, Americans are patriotic, British people can't cook, French people are rude, Australian people are really, I don't know, crazy with animals. Those are all wrong stereotypes.
What about stereotype for Chinese people?
Oh my god, don't get us started. They're gonna beat me up.
You know I'll ask that question, right?
Okay.
I feel like Chinese people are...
Like
perfect.
Most common stereotype for Chinese people is that they can't drive.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
A lot of people talk about this.
Yeah, a lot of people say that Chinese people
can't
drive.
But not me. I'm a good driver.
Yeah, I've never seen you drive, but I can't totally disagree. I can say, okay, I'm in between. I'm neutral about this. I don't want to get beaten up by you guys.
Okay, then so much for today's podcast.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. We know it's long, but we know it's full of information. 我是 Dave.
我是木木，我们下期见啦。
Bye-bye.